The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm encouraged by a lot of things on this roster, but I almost feel like the exact same questions I had before we went to camp are the same ones I have now, except for, well, you know, maybe this offensive line can be functional. Maybe.
I still don't buy it.
And I don't know. They're never going to be good, but if they can just get by without being a huge negative like they were last year. But I still think backup running back's an issue.
But the fish that were loaded up on vodka Red Bull were more likely to take on predators and less likely to socialize with other fish than those who were sober or just drunk. So fish A is sober. Fish B is just drunk. Fish C is drunk and Red Bulled up.
Okay.
And fish C is like, F you, fish A, F you, fish B. We're raging here. They're looking for a fight.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real, at producer T Scott, and most importantly, at MK Palette. If you missed all the first two hours, it's all available on podcastarena.com, but now it's Carbock time with Eric Warner. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Fred, how you doing?
I'm doing sportsy, man. I'm doing better now that I got a hopadillo in my hand.
Yeah. Well, I thought we were going to be drinking something else today, weren't we?
Come on, man.
All I know is that, you know, on my day, delivered.
Dude, this is like the fourth time.
Dude, I got a busy schedule.
Well, don't we all?
Not really. You're like just jet setting around to Germany and things like that.
I have to like go make sure the hops are right.
You don't know if they're right or not. You're just trying to go to Germany so you can go to Germany.
See, now...
What if the hops... Do you ever go to get the hops and go, no, these aren't right?
We do that. Absolutely.
And then what's the guy say? Well, these are my best hops.
We're like, sorry, we're not buying from you.
We're out of here.
It's like it's open market. It's like going to a bazaar or something like that.
It's like going to a farmer's market?
Yeah. It's like, I don't like the look of your produce, not buying it.
How many brewers are there at the time?
Well, we're going with this group of like about 40 people.
Okay. But,
you know, it can range from, you know, just one brewery going to one farm at a time or... bigger groups like going to a farm at a time. And, you know, it's a really busy time of year, especially now with all these craft breweries, and especially in the Pacific Northwest. You've got all these guys coming out there and they want to all like pick hops, select hops, visit the hop dealers all at once. And these guys have kind of, the guys up in the industry, like in Yakima, they've kind of come to hate it a little bit because it's like 6 weeks of, literally, you're doing client dinners every... And, you know, the first week of that's great, right? You're eating steaks and drinking beers and maybe having some wine. But literally, it's like 6 weeks in a row. So these guys like...
So it's not all fun and games, you're saying?
For those guys. For us, it is, because we're just in for like a couple days and then we're out.
Right.
But this trip to Germany is a little different. Germany doesn't have that... there's a little more trust on the growers going to give you the right goods. Not that, you know, the American growers aren't as good, but, you know, America's just a little more, you know how things are.
I feel you. All right.
You know.
The good hops are in Germany.
Trust but verify, right?
Yeah, it's a good move. It's a good rule of thumb.
That's right.
Well, did you find the perfect hops?
Well, we're about to find out. Yeah, it's so rough year in Germany this year. They've had record-breaking heat and drought. So, and this is a great year, underscores why you want to go select your hops. Because if you just took what they were giving you, it would be subpar.
Yeah.
It'd be, you know, just imagine, like, look at the grass now, right? It hasn't rained here in whatever.
A while.
So the grass is getting brown, and so that's what's going on with the hops. And if you put that in the beer, you're going to taste it. It's not going to be good.
So these farmers don't have irrigation?
They don't. That's what's weird about Germany is, you know, in Yakima, that's the only way they could grow hops up there.
It seems like that would make American hops the way to go, if that's going to be the case. If it's a drought in Germany, American farmers are going to make sure that, you know, their crops are properly watered.
Yeah, certainly I think you're going to get a little more consistency out of the American hops because of the irrigation. But, you know, Germany historically and England, right, a little bit cooler climate in the summer. So you're going to get a different quality coming through in the hops, whereas in Yakima, you know, it's like 90 degrees every day.
Right.
And so even with the same genetic variety of hop, it's going to come across differently, whether it's grown in Yakima or in Germany.
Right.
So that's the fun part. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's cool to like sort of see how it changes from year to year and, you know, from region to region and even farm to farm, just, you know, a few miles away can make a little bit of a difference. So it's hard work, AJ.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put it down on my calendar to make sure that in the day after Labor Day, if you're not busy jet setting around, the day after Labor Day, I'll bring some beer in.
Okay. All right. You got that on the calendar.
It's on the calendar now.
Okay.
You know, those Canadian hops are pretty good, and I know a guy who's going to own some land up there. Just saying.
Ooh, I'm intrigued. I've always thought that would make a good, like, late life career thing is like growing hops. Let's talk, Fred.
Yeah, well, I've also hoped
you
to
got
be growing
water.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Now the area up there that my in-laws have is some of the best land on the planet for growing. You know, they grow wheat and durum and things like that, and hopefully very soon something else now that it's legal. But the farmland up there is terrific.
Isn't there going to just be like a big gold rush though for that? Like, isn't every farmer up there going to be like, hey, I'm going to start growing weed?
Well, it depends on where you are, because in Vancouver, you're going to get more of the style that you have in Washington because the weather is very similar. And in Saskatchewan, you're going to have to grow different types. But there's going to be, a rush for it. And there's not a ton of available farmland there. That's one reason why his land's gotten so valuable and he's been able to rent it out for so much. It's high quality farmland, but there's not a lot of it.
So, because it's all just like lakes and swamps.
It's just that they're all committed to other things, and you know, especially wheat. And there's tons of wheat fields up there, but there's a demand for it. So yeah, but it's might have some say over what we grow there.
Cool, I love it.
So we could talk.
And of course, we all know they are cousins, right? They're all part of the same family. Hops and marijuana, same plant family. So that's kind of my dream. In fact, this little hop conference I'm going to. So we're actually going to be at the place in Germany where they do research on hops and where they come up with new varieties.
Oh, nice. Boy.
Nice.
And I am going to suggest to them they need to come up with a hybrid. So it's like a weed hop.
Okay, I got to ask you about this beer. I've got to find it. But there's a beer, and I want to say it was maybe New Belgium Brewing.
I think that's right.
The Hemperer?
Yes.
Yep.
Have you had it?
I have.
It smells like a one hitter. Like it smells like pot, and it's really crazy. I mean, like it doesn't taste necessarily like pot, but you open that bottle and you take a whiff of that beer. I mean, and you would think that there's got to be weed in this thing. Is that what's causing that, or is that some sort of a hybrid situation there?
I'd be lying to you if I said I knew their exact process on that.
Okay.
I know being an alcohol beverage, there's no THC in that.
Right.
So I think it's either... nor is there a CBD in it. So I think it's just like hemp something.
Right.
You know?
But they're taking whatever has that smell and putting it in there.
Yes.
Okay.
So I've had on occasion like a couple home brews where people have like put weed in them and they're not very good. So I think that is, and that's why I like this idea of coming up with this plant that is half hop, half ganj. And it, so it aromatically is going to, you know, impart great flavors and aromas and might give you like this mild effect. Because right now in the U.S., right, you can only either, you can have like THC non-alcoholic beverages.
Right.
Or you can put CBD into a regular beer or alcohol beverage. So
yeah, I don't think you can combine THC with beer.
You can't. Yeah.
And I don't know that you want to.
Yeah, every state? I'm with you on that, yeah. Man.
In every state, that's the rule?
Yeah, that's a federal thing.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you on that, Fred. I mean, I think, you know, it's pretty funny. I mean, my wife, I think, is listening, but she had this friend a couple weeks ago in Denver who...
Let Eric get DirecTV again. Stop this insanity. That's called a subliminal message.
Seconded.
Thanks, AJ.
Come on.
Appreciate you, man.
He's a good earner. He's not asking to go to the strip club or to the bunny ranch. The dude just wants to watch all the football he wants to watch without going through the hassle of going through a bunch of apps and junk and nonsense. Let this man just get his Sunday ticket and leave him alone about that however much money it is a month. Let him have that one thing, all right? He's given you a good life with good children. He's built you a good home. Just give him this. All right, what were you saying?
That is good.
You know, you walked into this.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be a good friend to you, man.
And I'm just trying to pass on subliminal messages. So,
well done. What the heck were we talking? We were talking about this.
Wife's friend.
She took some edibles, and it didn't go well.
Oh, worse than my stories?
Well, similar. But okay. I think she was kind of like freaking out more, where you were just kind of like, you know, oh, what the heck is going on?
I was kind of freaking out.
Yeah. You're freaking out. Oh, yeah. She was freaking out. But I don't think she took nearly, even body weight proportionalized, you know?
Yeah.
She didn't take nearly what you took.
I took about 10 times the suggested dose.
Yeah. I think she just took like the normal dose and it didn't go well.
Mm. I was in that mode where, you know how sometimes you'll read stories about people who call the cops on themselves when they're high on marijuana. It's like, how can you get that high on marijuana? I was at that level.
Well, I can see calling the hospital on yourself, but the cops?
I don't know. Maybe it was, I was just going to call 911.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Which probably would have brought cops and an ambulance, would be my guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, I was seeing coyotes that were like communicating with me, and my legs didn't work. I had temporary paralysis. I could not remember my kids' names. Like, it was
wow. Yeah, that's it was next that's level. A good buzz.
I had to give my phone to my buddy because I was like, listen, I can't talk to my wife right now. I don't know my kids' names. Like, this, there's no way I can talk to her. I mean, it can't possibly go well.
It
was bad.
hang around with us for another
but sentence. I'm open to try it again. Absolutely. And maybe next time will be better, you know?
Yeah, see, I think you just got to go 2x instead of 10x.
I don't know, I think you got to top that story.
I don't know that's
I like that kind of challenge. Oh, I bet I can do worse than talking coyotes and paralysis.
I don't know that that's wise. All right, after I drug myself through the living room. We do or don't? Oh, hey, my man Aubrey Theodis here. Aubrey from Dirt Free. I was about to have to make an antidote, but here you are to tell us about the great carpet cleaning that you got.
So it's a great evening at Dirt Free. And kids are, you know, going back to school. And they're starting to funnel out of the houses in the different areas we serve, which is, you know, really everywhere from Beaumont down to Galveston to up past Conroe. I mean, it's a huge area, probably 180 square miles that we service just with the Houston base. So when you pick up the phone and dial 281 dirt free, or if you're in outlying areas, 826 dirt free, give us a shout. We'll come out to your home, start in the very worst area. one of the biggest questions I get when people call and go, "Are you thinking of say my carpet? I got a special dirty carpet. My carpet's way different than anyone else. I got the worst carpet." I mean, everyone thinks that. But when we come out to your home, we start in the very worst area. And in that 100, you know, somewhere between 75 and 150 jobs we do every day, only about 3, 4, 5 jobs a year can't be saved. So if you think about that, friends, you got a solid chance of really having your home look like brand new when you dial 281-DIRT-FREE. DirtFreeCarpets.com. We'll come out, start in that worst area for you, make sure we can do it with no soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. The first 20 callers to 281-DIRT-FREE will do $300. We'll give you a $100 free speed dry. So another little bonus, $100 service. 281-DIRT-FREE, it's like $300 value for $100. Be one of the first 20 callers. Give us a shout. Let us start in the worst spot. If we can't make it right, there's no charge whatsoever. And we'll really impress you at 281-DIRT-FREE.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with DIRT-FREE. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz. Eric Warner in the house. So, what you got new coming?
Well, the reason, let's start with what we got here today. Hopadilla bottles. Literally, guys, I grabbed this case off the line an hour ago.
Nice.
This is so, as fresh as it gets.
Yeah,
huh?
and we're just now launching Hopadilla in bottles. You know, we kind of built the brewery on cans, but, you know, sometimes you got to class it up a little bit. You know, you're going over to the in-laws or you want to impress your boss or something. And so you're going to get a six-pack of bottles. You know, that's still like the classier play. So we're excited about that. What else new do we have? We got, we're working on this new IPA style. I can't quite talk about it yet.
Okay. You have to stop spinning that thing, 'cause it's going out over the air.
Okay. Sorry. Nervous tick.
Yeah.
Nervous tick. You know, we got Carboctoberfest coming up.
Yeah. Talk about that a little bit. What's the dates, and is it Thursday through Sunday situation every weekend is when the festivities will be going on, or how's it going to work?
That's right. Mixing it up a little bit this year. We're only doing 3 weekends, so it's the last 2 weekends in September and then the first weekend in October. And we got music each of those nights. So the way it works is if you want to see the music, it's really like it's a nominal fee. It's like $10 to see the music. So if you want to see the concert, you pay the $10. But if you just want to hear it from, like, you know, a time zone away, so to speak, you can still come out, partake in all the fun. You know, gonna have some special Oktoberfest food items going. We're gonna have the Stein hoisting competition as we do every year. AJ, you should do that.
I might do that.
You know, we should get that going, like maybe a celebrity, you know, Stein hoisting bracket.
I don't want to go against like regular strongmen. I want to go against like other, you know, out of shape radio guys. Yeah.
It's fun, though. And we have, a couple different classes. I think we have, we obviously have men's and ladies, but I think we might even have age classes. And if they've done that, I'm going to do the old guys.
The old man?
Yeah, I'm over 50 now, man.
And you can be in the celebrity group, too.
Boom.
Me versus you.
Oh, I think you'd win.
Me versus you.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
You know, it's...
You're built for stamina.
That's right.
You're in good shape for an old man.
Oh, yes, I am.
You are.
And then... But wait, there's more. So just a scant month after, not even after the Carb Oktoberfest ends, we got Foamhenge coming again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
And DG wanted me to tease Foamhenge a little bit. You were there last year.
I was.
You can attest how great it was. It's kind of cool. It's an international lineup this year. So we have bands from Australia, Canada, the U.S., U.K., and Texas.
Oh, really?
It's almost like its own country.
That's right. You know, last year at Stonehenge, or at Foamhenge, one of the underrated performers at the time was a guy named Barnes Courtney.
Oh, he was great.
Who has since turned out, when I heard him then, I was like, I got to get some of this guy's music. Since turned into a pretty big star, and he's very, very good. And that's like, so you can catch some music before, you know, I'd never heard of him before that day, and now he's made the big time. So it's a cool place to find some new music as well as, you know, listen to some old school stuff.
So do we know who the bands are yet?
We've got Wolf Mother.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
April Wine.
Love April Wine.
Red Fang. Texas Flood. And Sweet.
All right.
Those are Sweet. The five oh, acts. Man. Wolf Mother is the headliner. So, I think it'll be great. I mean, it's a very kind of low-key, you know, Love Street Music Fest. That's like, you know, but you hit the nail on the head, AJ. We kind of like to take a little more chances with Foamhenge. And
I am so there for that. April Wine is like one of my favorite bands from my youth.
From your youth?
From my youth, yeah.
What is this, like a swing music band?
They're rock.
Okay.
Yeah, pull some April Wine to play on the outro.
Did you see him at the Sock Hop?
No, I saw them.
Oh, come on. No,
but
AJ.
I will date myself here. I saw them at the Sam Houston Coliseum.
Okay.
Which no longer exists.
Yeah, they were big in like the late 70s.
Oh, come on. You've heard some of their stuff. Just Between You and Me was a big hit.
Yep.
It was kind of their...
I don't know any of that.
If you heard him, you'd be like, yeah, I know that.
Never heard
of him. Sign of the Gypsy Queen is by far my favorite.
Yep.
Turn this up, Tyler.
Great solos.
Crank it up here. Yeah.
Canadian band, by the way.
Are they Canadian?
Yeah. Oh, geez, yeah.
I got to hear the singer. Come on, get to it. Oh, God, they're a long intro band, huh? I forget the era you grew up in.
Yeah, well, you had to be able to play guitar back then.
10-minute guitar solos.
You had to flop your hair around and get the guitar going. That's how it worked back then.
Okay.
Solid.
Yeah. I mean, they sound like...
Yeah, give them a little sign of the Gypsy Queen, man.
They sound like an 80s rock band.
Yeah, but, you know, very polished, though. It's not all...
They're like REO Speedwagon from Canada.
I'll say they're a little better than REO.
They're better than REO?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
This is like... We used to play this song in one of my bands.
Why did they have more commercial success?
Because they're Canadian. Actually, they had a lot of commercial success in the 80s. They really did. This is my favorite song of theirs by far. Sign of the Gypsy Queen.
A question from the Twitterverse for you, Eric. When Eric was, when Carbach was independent, he says, I'm sure you guys were free to drop new beers, but now that you're under AB InBev, do you still have the liberty to do what you want, or does it have to go through much more red tape at this point?
You know, it really doesn't. We, in fact, they're encouraging us to drop a lot of new beers next year. And again, I kind of referenced that new IPA style we're working on. And I guess it's not that new anymore. I mean, there's other people coming out with brewed IPAs, so it's cat's kind of out of the bag on that. But, you know, the one thing that we have to sort of manage a little bit more, they're definitely a little more like, hey, let's do this. Let's dot the I's and cross the T's in terms of the legal aspects, you know, with the name and making sure, like, there's not a trademark issue. And making sure, like, all the stuff with the TTB and the TABC is right. Whereas before, we, you know, it was a little more sandlot that way. Where we'll sell the beer and let's see what happens.
We'll figure
Wait for the hand slap.
I'm learning how much you guys have to go through with that, just getting the label done for my whiskey.
Oh, it's crazy, man. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Fred. So, It's a little more by the book in terms of the, you know, once we have the concept, but no, they completely encourage us to come up with new stuff and work, you know, constantly trying to do that. It's just, it's challenging because we're just trying to keep up with Hoppadillo and Love Street and the seasonals. And, you know, it's like, all right, we got to find time to, and that's why we got this new innovation system. We've got a guy, a research brewer, who I work closely with. That's all he does is he runs that little pilot brewery. And, you know, we work on ideas together. He comes up with ideas of his own. Employees are coming up with stuff. So, yeah, we're trying to crank out the innovation as much as possible.
When will you and I innovate together?
I think we should pick a date in October.
Okay.
So after I'm on all these work trips, AJ, serious business, hop sniffing trips and such, then I think in October, let's do something. And you know what? Maybe I'm going to talk to DG. We'll tap this at Foamhenge.
Okay.
Special, like Foamhenge only.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. So that means we're going to have to brew like the first week of October.
Well, let's get together.
Let's figure out what we want to
brew. Figure out what we want to do and make it happen.
Done.
Looking forward to the Carboctoberfest. The food, I'm guessing that there's going to be a different menu at the restaurant during Carboctoberfest.
A little bit different. Plus, we got some new items coming out. If you haven't been to the restaurant for a while, come
will
on
there
down.
Be sausage?
Oh, but of course.
Will there be mustard?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's all they eat there.
Pretzels too.
Okay. So that's it. Yeah. And that covers the three major food groups in Germany. Four major food groups, really. It's pretzels, sausage, mustard, and beer.
And Germans.
And German. They don't eat each other. That's not a food group. not a food group. All right, Eric, appreciate it, man. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, and thanks for covering for me on the beer. I'm a huge disappointment. All right, guys, there are so many energy providers out there, and they're always throwing something new at you. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, the list goes on, and you may have fallen for one of those offers. And then months later found out, man, I'm paying a higher rate than I signed up for. They're throwing some additional fees on my bill. You know what that is? That's nonsense is what that is. You know where you don't get that? Triangle Energy, because they don't believe in that. With Triangle, the rate you pay, or the rate you sign up for, the rate you see, that's the rate you actually pay. There's no gimmick. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
App in the business and the easiest steak you can download.
Wait, I think I messed that up.
The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler. Nice job. And we are back on The Blitz. 7137. I love it when Eric comes in here. He always brings us beer.
Yeah, I like that too. It's nice.
It's cheating a little bit, but I learn a lot from him off air about stuff that I like asking him about. He's like the Belichick of beer. I mean, he really is. He's like ahead of everything. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, this is a gem of the day that John Granato would appreciate. since we're talking about beer. A couple of beer delivery men in St. Paul, Minnesota, decided to take a different route for one day, and it turns out it helped them save a life.
I read this story. I can't believe it.
Yeah, they dropped off a shipment of beer at a sports bar and then went onto the bridge, crossing over the busy highway, and they saw a man standing on the bridge's ledge on the other side of the fence. Man standing on bridge looking over, you're pretty much going to assume dude's thinking about jumping.
Right.
So they pull up and say, "Bro, you all right? Come on this side, bro." Facing them, the man on the ledge responded he was going to take his own life. One of the guys starts recording, of course, because that's what I would do. If you're going to jump, brother, I'm getting it.
That's what you do.
But they also called 911. The dispatcher told him to hold off until police arrive, but he didn't think he was going to last. Says, "I'm thinking it's either I help this guy or he's going to jump. I got to keep this guy entertained somehow, because if I wait for police, things could be over." So he thought of Denzel Washington in Inside Man. So he's like, "All right, I got to be the negotiator." So for the next hour, he talked to the guy. Asked him his name, where he grew up, Chicago. And went back and forth. Asked him if he needed money. No. Then asked him if he wanted to have a beer. Said, "Yeah." So as the officers continued distracting the man, Anderson rushed to the beer truck and grabbed a 12-pack of
Coors Light. Coors Light. "Climb down, brother."
Exactly.
That's what he said, right?
That's what Granato would walk up there with a 12-pack under his arms, like, "Climb down, brother."
Yeah.
But gave him a case, opened one, told him if he climbed down, the 12-pack was all his. So I got to tell you, probably I would have negotiated for a little bit more, but he got the 12-pack.
Yeah.
And so they talked him off the ledge with a 12-pack of Coors Light. So that is your.
I almost feel like that's fake news.
It feels like it.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, you know, I'm guessing that maybe that's one of those crisis actor guys. All right, yeah, this will be great. Great advertising for Coors Light. I'm gonna sound like Alex Jones now. And the frogs are gay. So that's your Sad Dog Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. Jeweler, gem of the day.
Ruh-roh. Brian McTaggart just tweeted out, "George Springer scratched from the lineup today.
Oh.
No reason given. I think he's dead." Altuve should be back pretty soon, theoretically. You know, this when he got sent on his rehab assignment, it's the first time in his life he's ever been to AAA.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because he jumped from AA to the majors and never went down again.
I saw he and Derek Fisher and J.D. White and all the Astros stars of tomorrow were playing together last night in Fresno. Stars of tomorrow or stars of yesterday's tomorrow? I don't remember.
It's stars.
Guys that were supposed to be really good.
Last week.
And then, yeah.
I just don't know.
Mm.
But, yeah, Tyler White's actually producing a little bit.
That's true. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of J.D. Davis. That's yeah. What I was, not Tyler White. J.D. Yeah. Davis.
I mean, throw them all in a box. They're all the same human being.
Yeah. Oh, so Tyler White had a good 2 weeks. All right.
He's actually...
He's untouchable now.
Yeah. Yeah, can't trade him for anything. Yeah, don't trade him for Bryce Harper or anything like that.
Are you crazy? Gonna hold on to that
he's
one.
He's a prospect. Can't trade a prospect.
Did you see the latest on Urban Meyer?
Nope.
Apparently, Ohio State's gonna meet on Wednesday morning to discuss what's gonna happen with Urban Meyer and what his future holds. And there's growing sort of expectation that he's going to be suspended. For how long, that's to be determined.
How many non-conference games do they have?
Well, here's the thing. If, let's say, Ohio State does decide to suspend him for... You know, let's say they say we're going to suspend you for 3 weeks. They could opt for time served because he's been away from the football program now for the last 2 weeks. And they don't have one of those traditional, you know, 1AA walkthrough games.
Right.
Their first game of the season is against Oregon State.
That's a walkthrough game.
In fact, that's a game like you could say, you know what? We set out our coach for a game against a Power 5 program. That's real punishment.
Yeah. Ooh.
And there's no way that Ohio State can lose to Oregon State, even without Urban Meyer. So that might be their move. After that, they get Rutgers, which is kind of same boat.
Yeah.
Week three, they host TCU. That sounds like a good time for Urban to be back.
I think a two-game suspension sounds just about right.
We say, you know what? We sat him against a Pac-12 opponent. Then we sat him against a Big Ten opponent. So he's suspended for the first two games. We're going to bring him back against TCU, and then he's going to coach the rest of the season.
Honestly, I think if you're suspending, I think one game
is sufficient.
Yeah. Honestly, the more I read about this, AJ, the less credible I think this woman is. I think Zach Smith's a piece of you know what. But, man, I just do not find her credible at all. And that doesn't mean she's not telling the truth, but I also feel like there's enough gray area here that I'm kind of okay with them saying, all right, one game.
Yeah.
Because clearly something went wrong, but there's just too much he said, she said. There's too much. I don't know that I believe a word out of Courtney Smith's mouth, to be honest with you.
That's fair.
So.
But it does seem like, you know, it does seem like maybe Urban had heard something about it and maybe didn't handle it properly. But, I don't know what the proper way to handle it is. And that's the
thing. I don't know either, but I also know that if I know the person and I don't necessarily trust what the woman's saying, you know, and we've talked about this before, when do you know it's your place to step in?
Right.
And, you know, as a boss.
There's no hard, fast rule that says this is the right time to get involved with your employee's marriage.
Right. And it doesn't mean he didn't mishandle it, but I don't think it's criminal mishandling.
I'm kind of with you. All right. I got to tell you about Gulfgate Dodge. It's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop out at Gulfgate. They're your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. The summer clearance event still rolling on at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Plus, during the Labor Day event, lease a 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4. Just $185 a month. You're not looking for a Jeep? That's cool. Gulfgate's got the largest Ram inventory in the loop as well. And they've got a new state-of-the-art service center now open, twice the size to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. 2018 Jeep Wrangler, 36-month, closed-end leased, $8,030 down, payment of $185.19, total due at signing, $82.15.19, tax, title, and registration additional. See dealer for details. Gulfgate Dodge.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, got to tell you about SportsMap.com. Go and check it out. Terrific website. Lots of good stuff up. And if you haven't had a chance to check us out on Twitter yet, just follow us on SportsMapHOU. Because you'll get tweets anytime something gets posted, and you can go and check it out at your leisure. Today we have 11 observations from Texans practice from Cody Stutes. We have Joel Blank column on Rick Smith getting one thing right in his tenure. We have me writing on Kevin Johnson. And we have Charlie Palillo saying the Astros won the biggest game of the year on Sunday video-wise. And then a Comicast video. I see Michael Carroll running around out there.
Big star.
Doing it without Jong. And then the Astros weekly wrap-up. So all that on sportsmap.com. Go and check it out. You ready for a dumbass report?
Oh, God, no. I didn't realize the show's over.
Yeah, this is the last segment.
Man, it closed all my stuff down to make room for Ohio State football talk. I thought we were going to continue that.
I don't know. All I know is I hate myself.
Why?
Deathbed Marlon Brando.
Well,
I'm looking at the video.
The live stream.
Yeah, I'm deathbed Marlon Brando.
Yeah. I've got a couple of those stories. They're just waking up right now.
That's all right. I've got plenty of crap we can talk about here.
Well, I had some funny ones, so I want to use them.
Okay, well.
Okay, here's two. Two of them are popped up now.
All right, go.
We always say if you're going to do crime, like, it's usually best not to talk about it on the internet.
Yeah, like, I wish these guys would get on Facebook and say, I robbed Fred Fowers.
Yeah, look at my cool Fowler bikes.
Yeah.
My Falcon bike. Well, 17-year-old male has been arrested after police say he stole an AR-15 and tactical gear from a Palm Beach sheriff's deputy's unmarked police car. He was arrested by Boynton Beach police late Saturday night after he reportedly flaunted the stolen weapons and gear during an Instagram live stream while dancing to rap music. Records show the deputy reported the item stolen on August 14th after leaving his unmarked cruiser at a shopping plaza for a few hours. Among some of the stolen items from the cruiser were two loaded magazines, a gas mask, taser, a ballistic helmet, and rifle clips, which I hate when people say that. It's rifle magazines. The live stream the teenager launched gave police grounds for the search warrant. Police say detectives discovered the stolen items under the suspect's mattress. So he's a mastermind. I mean, he knew exactly where to hide the good stuff. He's facing grand theft and burglary while armed with a firearm. He's currently being held at a juvenile detention center. So,
he's a dumb.
Not wise.
No.
Not wise, guys. Quite a few people. We've talked about Tinder and how it would be funny to have a Tinder account. Past Sunday afternoon, dozens of men arrived at Union Square thinking they were catching a DJ set with a Tinder date. Instead, they arrived to realize they were all just pawns in a classic, brilliantly executed New York City scam. Spencer M. told Gothamist that he matched on Tinder with a woman named Natasha around a month ago. She contacted me, said, hey, we should get a drink sometime, but oh, I got held up by this presentation, so let's do it later. So a month goes by, and she says, hey, I'm finally free. Do you want to meet up at Union Square for my friend's DJ set? We'll get a drink and see what happens. Noting that Natasha used a winky face emoji at the end. Spencer said he arrived at the northeast end of Union Square on Sunday afternoon around 6 to find hundreds of guys waiting for the DJ, all waiting for the same girl, waiting for the exact same Tinder girl. When the woman he knew as Natasha took the stage, Spencer says he left. I'm not saying I have the most self-respect in the world, but who the F would stay after that? So this chick basically was like, hey, come here. I'm going to, you know, we'll meet up. We'll see what happens. She was the DJ.
kind of an interesting way to get a crowd.
It's decent marketing if you're a hot chick, right? Well,
I read another Twitter thread from, I think, a different guy who was in that same scam, and he said that she gave a speech saying that it was like a Hunger Games-style competition to win a date with her.
I don't care how hot you are. It's not worth the effort. Especially sitting through a DJ.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding. DJ's out there. I know you're listening. Just
come
a joke.
Come on. Poor DJ Holly Grove.
That's our guy, though. I'm guessing this chick was really awful. That's why she had to do it.
Oh, okay.
Hunger Games. Get out of here. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Pretty good for a Monday.
Worse Mondays.
Flew by. Tyler did not mess up too badly today. Give him a B+. For him, that's very good. Great job by AJ. Great job by Lance Airline, except for his phone and his Comrex or whatever the hell he was using. Those were kind of a fail. We'll blame his kids. Eric Warner was great as always and brought us beer. We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.